The Red River Farm Network is on its third day of the annual crop tour, brought to you by Pioneer. Red River Farm Network's Megan Turnquist reports more on the crop from the Carrington, North Dakota area.
Today, we've made our way to Carrington, North Dakota, more in the central portion or the east side of the central portion of North Dakota, to Swanson Seed Agency. And joining me here, we'll bring Doug into the picture. Doug Retzloff of Swanson Seed. And Doug, tell us a little bit. Give us a quick recap of the planting season and growing season in this area. When did the crops start to go in the ground?
We got in fairly decent this spring. It was a cold, slow start. But after that, it turned good, and we've had an awesome growing season. We've had timely rains. It's just been looking perfect.
Let's evaluate this crop a little bit as it stands today. We've picked an ear of corn. Where are we at in the corn, first and foremost?
We are behind on GDUs. We're quite a ways behind. It's in the beans. You know, they're looking so good. They're not drying up yet, and we'll see what the weather does. Granted, we need a late frost, but we can't dwell on that because we can't fix it. It's something that just you take what you get and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. And if we can maybe take a shot of the beans over here, these beans, they're potted and filled to the top almost, and that crop has potential, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's the August rains are very beneficial for a soybean crop, and we've been getting them. We'll see if the green count adds up later with these late rains, but as of right now, the beans look tremendous.
Well, thank you, Doug. Joining me again, Doug Retzloff of the Swanson Seed Pioneer Seed Agency here by Carrington. Continue to follow our travels today. We're headed north. We're going to make a stop in the New Rockford area and make our way to Rugby and then back down to Windsor as we end the day. Reporting on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour, presented by Pioneer, I'm Megan Turnquist.
Thanks, Megan. Be sure to follow the afternoon coverage of the crop tour today on the Red River Farm Network's Facebook and Twitter pages. That's at RRFN. Also,